USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials that are investigating a shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, are trying to find out what sparked it. He killed three people and wounded eight others. The gunman, Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, was an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it's too early to call this a terrorist attack.
First of all, it's a very tragic incident. Three lives lost, eight injured. And, of course, we extend our condolences to all the families affected by it and touched by it and our military community down there. But, no, I can't say it's terrorism at this time. I think we need to let the investigators, the FBI, do its work and get us the facts, and we'll move out from there.
The assault ended when the deputies killed the attacker. President Trump says Saudi Arabia's King Salman called him to express his outrage. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Rudy Giuliani has had a series of meetings in Ukraine as part of a bid to keep digging for dirt on Joe Biden and his son, even as House Democrats draw up articles of impeachment. Now the president says Giuliani may have some new information he's eager to testify to.
Rudy, as you know, has been one of the great crime fighters of the last 50 years, and he did get back from Europe just recently, and I know he has not told me what he's found. But I think he wants to go before Congress and say, and also to the Attorney General and the Department of Justice, I hear he's found plenty.
There was a ceremony in Hawaii for Pearl Harbor Day, remembering those killed 78 years ago. The U.S. ambassador to South Korea spoke.
The fact that we are here today, citizens and friends of the greatest nation on earth, is a manifestation of the immeasurable debt that we owe all who served then and those who wear the cloth of our nation now, both at home and abroad.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
An American grad student who was held in an Iranian prison is now heading home after a prisoner swap between the two countries. USA's John Hunt reports.
Zhu Wang was released in Switzerland in exchange for an Iranian citizen, Masoud Soleimani, who is being held in an Atlanta jail over accusations he violated U.S. sanctions. Wang is a Chinese-born naturalized United States citizen, fourth-year doctoral student of history at Princeton University. He was arrested in August of 2016 while carrying out research on Iran's Qajar dynasty for his Ph.D., according to the university and the U.S. government. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
There was a special 100th birthday for a member of the famed Tuskegee Airmen. WUSA TV reporter Pete Montine says Charles McGee got to take to the skies again.
Boney Caldera got the call to be the colonel's co-pilot in this Cirrus Vision jet.
His hand goes to the throttle. I guess we're going to taxi now, and so let me get a clearance from ground to taxi.
Wow.
McGee flew in World War II as a Tuskegee Airman. Back then, white pilots were sent home after 50 missions, but McGee flew 136 flights over Nazi Europe.
Aviation is an important technology and one that we hope all youngsters get an interest in.
But it was at the controls that this centenarian was young again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.